Alita. Activity was at its fullest at the Alita Curling Rink on February 25 when the Alita Ladies Bonspiel Curl for Cancer got underway. This event was dedicated to local women, Lynette Pete, Lisette Dubuque and Elaine Purves, as they were great supporters of the club. It was also recognized that February 25 would have been Lisette's birthday and everyone joined in singing a happy heavenly birthday to her. There were 5 teams that registered for the one day, 6 end Bonspiel and most of the ladies were decked out in their finest costumes. We had hippies, lucky charmers, bushwhackers, gnomes and SASK members. However, the best dressed team was presented to the gnomes. Everyone enjoyed the special supper of lasagna, pulled pork, a salad bar and dessert, which was well attended with approximately 110 people who went through the buffet line. The Chinese and silent auctions were extremely successful with winners declared at the end of the evening. A decision was made to donate a portion of the auction proceeds towards the new cancer screening bus. The Alita Curling Club appreciates all the great support and donations that everyone showed towards their event. The Alita community extends sincere sympathy to the following families who recently lost a family member. Lawrence and Dot Zelianka on the death of his oldest daughter, Sandra Chandler of Henrietta, Okla, on February 5 at the age of 72. The Laval family on the sudden death of Fred Laval of Redvers on January 26 at the age of 91 while on a Caribbean cruise. The Kolb family on the passing of Ronald Kolb of Carnduff on February 9 at the age of 83. The White families on the sudden death of Stephen White of Oxbow on February 18 at the age of 60. And Maureen and Charlie Bouton and family on the death of her father Hummer Bartlett of Fort Qu'Appelle on February 19. There were a number of friends who joined the Podopinski-German family in attending the funeral service for Rita German in Carlisle on February 11. The breakfast challenge total has been defeated. On February 12, Kitchen Group 1 served up 68 breakfasts to a great crowd of our faithful supporters, from both home and neighboring towns, especially Redvers. We surely do appreciate your support. The menu stays the same, the faces may change behind the counter but the service is always spectacular. On February 19, we had Kitchen Group 2 serving up 64 breakfasts, so they almost tied the total. The following week we had Kitchen Group 3 serving up 53 breakfasts. March 5 we'll have Kitchen Group 4 back at the helm and the question and we'll see if they break the total. Act 1 Productions is very busy working on their production, which is only a few days away. The set is built and decorated, as is the hall itself. Actors are putting the last touches to their lines and antics. Very few tickets are left. The Saturday dinner theater and Friday cocktail night are sold out. Seating is still available for the Thursday cocktail night, while the Sunday matinee is first come, first served and doors open at 1 p.m. For tickets, call Linda at 306-577-3155. Menus have been decided upon. Workers have been found and lined up with dates and duties.